Hi everyone, Dan Cassidy here. Welcome back to the Viewpoints podcast series on the UBS Market Moves podcast channel with my colleague Burkhard Varnholt. Burkhard, welcome back. I hear that you just returned from Riyadh, Saudi Arabia. That's also where President Trump is heading next week with several U.S. executives. So as the kingdom may still be less familiar to some of our listeners, why don't we talk a bit about Saudi Arabia today?
Well, that'll be my absolute pleasure, Dan. You know, it feels to me like the kingdom is like, you know, China was 25 years ago and even better, or like the dawn of the gilded age of the Arab world that was that long time ago, 750 to 1253. It's a great story. After so many years of self-chosen isolation, political and social, because they had it all, the kingdom has recently opened up and it's become one of the most disruptive growth stories in the world, and there's much more. Its geopolitics had an ATP ranking like they do in tennis, Saudi Arabia would have taken the top rank during the last 5 years. In Saudi Arabia, what I've seen and taking with me is history is being made, and it's being made by a unique constellation of wealth, governance, skills, and a shared vision to change their world.
Well, Burkhard, sounds fascinating. So why don't you tell our listeners a bit more about your thoughts and observations from your recent travels?
Of course. Let me just set the scene here. The kingdom is by far the biggest country with the biggest population as well on the Arab Peninsula. It's important to understand it's not just a city-state like Dubai or Singapore. It has more than 30 million, mostly young people. They're skilled, they're eager, and they're happy to help. It's also vast, varied, and beautiful. Saudi Arabia is the size of Europe. It's Asia's fifth biggest economy. It's 200 kilometers of beautiful beaches, a home to the world's most pristine coral reefs, and breathtaking growth in its first-class tourism infrastructure. It also has mountains, high and cold, with skiing resorts, and will host the Asian Winter Olympics in just 2029. Its cityscapes, they grow faster than anywhere else in the world, and the cities are greening too. Riyadh's King Salman Park, for example, is 5 times the size of New York Central Park. It's 7 times the size of London's Hyde Park and 16 times the size of Singapore's Marina Park. Riyadh is currently planting 7.5 million trees. Yes, 7.5 million trees to improve its temperature, water balance, and to set an environmental example for others to follow. So I just mentioned these things to set the scene and say that Saudi Arabia is very different from what many think.
Yeah, it's amazing to hear about that transformation, and indeed quite different to the idea of an abundance of oil, sun, and desert. So, Burkhard, can you tell us more about Saudi Arabia's economy and how it's diversifying away from the old oil business, so to speak?
Sure. Well, very soon, then, Saudi's fast-growing non-oil economy will dominate its total economy. It grows so fast because its enormous capital base attracts the world's best companies to team up, and then jointly they hit the ground running. You know, the kingdom is really run like a company. Beyond its capital, the real driver for this is the so-called Vision 2030. The government's broken that down into 6 strategic focus areas like diversified growth, infrastructure, ESG, capital markets, fiscal sustainability, or tourism. And these 6 strategic focus areas are broken into 96 key performance indicators, KPIs. Each KPI is measured, monitored, and published every single month. There's clear accountability from top to bottom. Pay and promotion are linked to all of this. And every mega project, like, for example, NEOM, a new sustainable city the size of Belgium, or Jeddah Tower, the world's tallest building, are all governed with front-to-back responsibility. I mean, I've been traveling to Saudi for more than 30 years, but only recently has Saudi really started to reach for the moon. And, well, look, I can only urge anyone to visit, because seeing is believing. And Saudi is safe and beautiful. It has a AA+ rating, great flight connections, low debt, one of the world's biggest sovereign wealth funds. Most of its electricity will soon come from renewables, sun and wind. It's committed to a net zero target and has issued the world's only 100-year green bond, and there's more. In geopolitics, I mentioned it before, there's no country like the KSA, the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia. It deals and co-invests with all the world's big powers, from Washington, Beijing, Brussels to Moscow. All big leaders meet here. This week, the German president. Next week, U.S. President Donald Trump and BlackRock founder Larry Fink will be in town. Surely they'll talk business, politics, and investment. Look, in many ways, the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia has become a global oasis of prosperity, diplomacy, neutrality, peace, and stability.
Well, that all sounds very appealing, and I look forward to visiting Saudi Arabia myself one day. So, Burkhard, if we turn over to the investment landscape, how can private investors participate in this growth story, which, as I understand it, already seems to be attracting professional investors and business owners?
So, to me, Saudi Arabia is clearly one of the most attractive emerging markets today, like China 25 years ago, but better. It uniquely benefits from a softer dollar, to which it's pegged its currency for 40 years, since 1986. Its investment opportunities are created by what it has. That's great infrastructure, people, governance, tourism, technology, manufacturing, agriculture, and abundant renewable energy. To invest, there are clearly three ways to think about it. For one, there's the Saudi Stock Exchange. It's one of the fastest growing in the world. A flurry of IPOs, more than 40 over the last two years. A 70 times increase in qualified foreign investors during the last 2 years brought it to the top 10 in just 2 years. It's liquid, accessible, and it also offers funds, futures, and derivatives. And then, of course, there's private market equity, startup, and debt. And this is where the world's biggest investors are really focused on. This is, next to geopolitics, what the Trump team next week will certainly be discussing in Riyadh. And then third, I often meet business owners, entrepreneurs, who want to establish a real operating presence in Saudi. And they'll find a very warm welcome, cheap land, great staff, good governance, a big market within and beyond the kingdom, and a very, very pro-growth business and pro-growth government.
Well, Burkhard, as always, a very fascinating conversation. Thank you for sharing with our listeners and our clients those boots-on-the-ground observations. It's always interesting to talk about investment opportunities around the world. So thank you, Burkhard, for spending some time with our listeners and clients today. And as always, do look forward to our next conversation.
Well, thank you, Dan. As always, great pleasure. Looking forward to speaking to you next time. Stay well until then. Bye now.
Thank you for tuning in. Be sure to visit ubs.com/studios to view the entire UBS Studios suite of podcast channels, along with our video offerings, such as UBS Trending. You can also follow us on Instagram for content highlights at UBS Trending. UBS Studios is part of the UBS Chief Investment Office within UBS Global Wealth Management. Visit ubs.com/CIO to view the latest research.
UBS Chief Investment Office's investment views are prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management Business of UBS AG or its affiliate, UBS. This material has no regard to the specific investment objectives, financial situation, or particular needs of any specific recipient and is published for informational purposes only. As a firm providing wealth management services to clients globally, UBS AG and its subsidiaries offer both investment advisory services and brokerage services. Investment advisory services and brokerage services are separate and distinct, differ in material ways, and are governed by different laws and separate arrangements. In the USA, UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. For information, please visit our website at ubs.com/workingwithus. For a full legal disclaimer applicable to the independent investment views produced by UBS, please visit our website at ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer.